Métis youth practiced some sharp shots with former Vancouver Canucks goalie Kirk McLean at the Floor Hockey Jamboree in Cranbrook on July 15. Organized by the Rocky Mountain Métis Association, RMMA, the event brought Métis youth and friends together for a game with McLean and Canucks mascot Finn, as part of an initiative to increase physical fitness in youth and raise interest in hockey. McLean said the youth were enthusiastic participants and were eager to get going, as soon as they arrived in the parking lot of Alliance Church. "It's just an opportunity for the kids to play the game. Some of them may not have the chance to play on the ice, whether it be resources, they can't afford it, or they just don't have the time to do it. When they can't necessarily get down to Vancouver to watch the big club, at least we can bring something to them," said McLean. McLean was a longtime Vancouver Canucks goaltender for a decade, from the late 80s to 90s. He took the team to the Stanley Cup Final in 94, where they lost in Game 7 to the New York Rangers. McLean and crew are touring through rural communities in BC to play with youth. Their next trip takes them to Lake Cowichan, where they'll actually be on ice. Later they'll head to Powell River and Profit River for floor hockey. The initiative is currently in its second year. Canucks manager of hockey development and alumni Rod Brathwaite said the program is run through a partnership with the National Hockey League's Industry Growth Fund program, which helps provide boards and sticks to Indigenous communities. The Canucks brought 40 floor hockey sticks with logos to the Jamboree, which were donated to the RMMA and T.M. Roberts Elementary School. McLean really enjoyed playing floor hockey in his youth, and tossed the ball around with friends in any location that he could find, proving that you don't need ice to make a good game. "As a kid, if I went to hockey tournaments, we played in the hallways of hotels. There's lots of ways to promote the game," he said. "Everybody loves the game. I truly believe that. Sometimes they just don't have the means to be able to play," McLean added.